Good afternoon and good evening. Welcome all to the Halcyon Retreat webinar. This bi-monthly edition is focused in and around the domestic tourism and the Centre Parcs model. We would like to elaborate a little bit more about why our company is building such a resort, the benefits of and the growth of domestic tourism to understand our occupancy on our potential future occupancy as our resort is completed, and to run you through the numbers that make the resort a huge success over the up and coming years. So before we get started, I'll run you briefly through our current agenda for today. So first of all, talk to you a little bit about how things are moving in certain parts of Europe. I'm currently based out of Malaga in Spain. We've seen a good return to normality in certain parts of Spain, and then walk you through why we go on holiday, the differences between foreign tourism and domestic tourism, our mission as a company, to compare it to our direct comparison to Centre Parcs, who are our competitors once we are complete, and to go for a little bit more detail on the Halcyon Retreat opportunity that you've been introduced to. So as I've already sort of briefly mentioned, my name is Julian. I'm one of the directors here at Halcyon Retreat. I'm based in our Spanish office in Malaga. We started to see in Spain, as an example, the lockdown started to be eased as they have in other parts of Europe. It's been very nice to see. So over here in Malaga, for example, for the last week or so, the restaurants have begun to open at 30% occupancy. Quite kindly so, a lot of the restaurateurs and businesses are respecting the social distancing rules, which means there are 2 meter distances between each table. But on the most important thing is that most of these restaurants and most of these places that I have visited since the lockdowns have eased have seen a good consistent business and occupancy rates, which would be normal, just predominantly left outdoors rather than in their internal facilities. So definitely feeling a big change and much more positivity coming into Spain. And we're starting to see that across Germany and other jurisdictions in Europe over the up and coming weeks, as in France. In terms of ourselves at Halcyon Retreat, our construction has now restarted on our site. It has been for the last week or so, and we plan to ramp that up over the up and coming weeks as the restrictions ease and allow us to put more people on site, and we'll continue to provide you with good strong video footage on construction progress on all of the units on our whole resort. In terms of the resort itself, outside of construction, occupancy and utilizing the hotel and the rest of the resort will open at a reduced occupancy on the 15th of June, which allows us to open our doors. And I know that maybe some of you that are attending today will be seeing us there then. If not, we'll be seeing you there in the upcoming weeks and months. And genuinely, sentiment is improving across the board. We're starting to see good pipelines of business that were slowed down due to lawyers, attorneys, whatever it may be, that have closed their businesses or closed, the governments have closed their business, been closed for the last few months. Increased the pipeline and seen a strong cash flow of residential sales, not just for Halcyon, but starting to see positivity across the board in Europe. Now, this week's topic is to get a better understanding of what we are trying to achieve and why we expect good occupancy in our type of resort, especially pre-COVID and post-COVID, how that will be affected. So first of all, I want to ask you some questions on why we go on holiday so that we understand the purpose of holidays and the times that we achieve, what we find from going on a holiday. One of the most important parts of going on a vacation, on a holiday, is to connect with your family and loved ones. One of the other more important parts and why we envisage ourselves spending as much time as possible on holidays is to relax and to feel re-energized. And again, whether we're going on a beach holiday, a ski holiday, or a rural resort as Halcyon Retreat, the idea is to spend as much time outdoors away from your busy lifestyle, within offices, within your properties, and to enjoy as much of it outside in the natural beauty. Now, one thing we all do when visiting holidays is try out new activities, try out new things. We plan when we go on any type of vacation, whether it be doing some water sports, whether it be doing some paintballing, a wide variety of activities that we don't have accessible in our local vicinity or take up too much time to travel through our busy day-to-day schedule. And the most important of all, what we all love holidays for, is to create lifelong experiences and memories that will be with us and with our loved ones for years to come. So the differences, we'll talk a little bit about foreign tourism and the differences between foreign tourism and domestic tourism. So typically when you're going on a long distance holiday, and this could be only a few hours away on an aeroplane, a lot of planning is required in advance. What I mean by that is most people tend to book their holidays 6 months, 7 months, and up to 12 months in advance and plan that. The other part of foreign tourism holidays, whether you're traveling within the Europe or further afield, is the journey times. This starts at the moment that you leave your property, arrive at the airports or ferries or whatever it may be, until the moment that you've unpacked your luggage and your suitcases in your destination. In essence, in most foreign tourism holidays, the journey times are relatively long. Because of this, and a typical holiday or vacation for most people will be deemed as a 7 day break that we take throughout the summer or the winter. Because of the long journey times and the times to that we actually get to spend at where we are going, we will only actually receive and manage to have 5 days of time to relax and to enjoy our vacation. Once again, with foreign tourism holidays, they generally are more expensive due to having to take flights, spending time in airports, and are further afar than being able to drive down to somewhere closer to you domestically. You do hear the common phrase from most people once they've returned from an action-packed holiday that they've traveled to further afield, is they're so tired from the traveling, so tired from having lots of fun throughout that time, but they tend to say, I need a holiday after that holiday. It's a common phrase that we have throughout UK, and I'm sure can be translated into your local countries respectively. I must stress, this webinar isn't to put people against foreign tourism, it's just showing the cons and the pros and why this market is growing domestically, especially for ourselves at Halcyon Retreat that are looking to receive a lot of our occupancy from the local French market. Now, the domestic tourism market, a staycation as we call it in the UK, this is a holiday that you're able to have within your territory. Now, being based in our resort, being based within the European Union and the EU, our territory are slightly larger than our country. We border 5 to 6 different countries in France, which are all within a 6 to 7 hour drive from our holiday resort. And the EU is considered as a domestic territory for all domestic holidays. When visiting a domestic holiday or a staycation, it actually involves a lot less planning time. So people have the ability to go on a short 3 to 4 day break or a long extended weekend without having to plan months and months or even a year in advance as we do when we go on a long haul flight or a holiday further afield. What this will allow is to have more time to relax, more time to re-energize and come back to our normal day-to-day life feeling fresher and happier from having more time to relax. Again, for the same reasons, because less planning is involved and less travel time is involved, in most cases people from staycations or short breaks feel that they've been at times a less stressful experience, and again to reiterate, more time has been spent having fun, relaxing and creating those lifelong memories with our families. And finally, to summarize maybe some of the main differences in domestic tourism versus foreign tourism, is generally they're a little bit cheaper. Not always the case, but in most cases, if you're traveling somewhere by a car or by a train within a few hours, it's going to be less expensive than somewhere that you may have to fly out on a long-term basis for a number of hours. And finally, one of the best factors of domestic tourism is the holidays can actually be enjoyed not just by your close or your immediate family, your wife and your children, but more importantly, it's easier to collectively bring your extended family, your brothers, your sisters, or just a larger group of friends that can relocate and coordinate a shorter term break in a local area. For this reason, the domestic tourism numbers within Europe and the EU have been phenomenal and have been growing at an incredible rate within the last 10 years. To give you a rough idea, within the EU, EU citizens made 1.2 billion tourist trips within the EU in 2019. Out of these 1.2 billion trips, around 90% of those were EU residents, so people that reside within the EU, but holiday within the EU. This is the domestic tourism market within Europe. And we have reports and studies from the likes of Barclays Wealth, who expects a 31% growth in staycations within places like the UK and other European countries prior to COVID-19. Now, a very simple question to ask yourself was, do we expect domestic tourism to grow after COVID-19? It's safe to assure that more people will be holiday in their own country than they will be internationally over the next couple of months and over the next 12 months. Now, one of the biggest factors as well to show how this type of resort and why we're working on the Centre Parcs model is that domestic tourism stays outnumber the foreign tourism stays. And again, we've touched on this briefly before, the Schengen area allows travel to among 26 EU states, giving easy access to most of the whole continent, and being situated in the likes of France gives us even closer access to multiple countries and a larger target audience and a larger population that can travel to the likes of France via car. So we're going to move on to some numbers on the domestic tourism market within France, as that's where our House and Retreat Resort is based. So within France, around 60% of people who go away on holiday, 87% stay in their own country. That means that the majority of the French population that do holiday locally, again, whether it be on the stunning beach resorts, whether it be in one of the rural resorts or within the Alps, they stay in the country. They keep their tourism at home. The domestic tourism expenditure in France in 2018 was nearly 115 billion euros. And looking at reports from the European from the French government, they expect a 5% annual growth number on that per annum, and that was pre-COVID-19. As I mentioned, we expect those numbers to grow considerably, as most people may be looking at least for the next year or so, staying in their holidays close to home rather than further afield. And for this reason, we've mentioned the home tourism boom. So what we'd like to move you on to now a little bit is to understand the inspiration between the House and Retreat, why we have decided to build such a resort, where our inspiration has come from, and how we look to improve on this over the completion of our construction. So the Halcyon Retreat inspiration was very simple. We looked to follow one of the most successful hotel chains in the world, which was the Centre Parcs business model. However, they only followed the three-star experience, and we want to give some of our customers and some of our visitors a higher standard of a holiday at a much higher rate, and appeal to the part of the market that hasn't been touched yet. Our mission as a business is to create a world-class destination for those who love the idea of spending quality time reconnecting with their family in an environment of outstanding natural beauty, and expects a higher level of service than in Centre Parcs themselves. And what Halcyon has done to achieve this so far, and will continue to do so, is we've taken the inspiration from Centre Parcs, the most successful hotel chain in Europe, and we've partnered with Wyndham, the largest hotel group in the world, which will help us achieve our occupancy and drive our success and our level of service. So before we talk a bit more about Halcyon Retreat, again, to reiterate why we have come into this style of hotel and this style of resort, we will look at the occupancy rates of all the four resorts that were operational within the UK, branded Centre Parcs and owned by Centre Parcs. As you can see here on the slide, to summarise it, the occupancy rates within the Centre Parcs model in the UK have averaged roughly 97% over the last 10 years. To put this into perspective, this occupancy is better than most hotel groups and hotels that are located in city centre locations in the likes of London, Manchester, New York, Sydney, Beijing, Hong Kong, which typically operates on rates of 80 to 90%. This goes to show that the business model is sound in the Centre Parcs style, and there is definitely demand for this type of a hotel group, not only across the UK, but across Europe and the rest of the world. Now, why are the occupancy rates so high at Centre Parcs? Well, typically the occupancy rates are high, as I mentioned briefly, on the domestic tourism, because people can travel to the resort with an average of 4 hour journey time. That's the total travel time from the moment they've left their property, packed their bags, and entered their new accommodation where they'll be staying for their 3 to 5 day short break. Within these types of resorts, there are lots of activities to do, as well as a lot of facilities. So we all realize that when we go on great holidays and vacations in faraway places, that in most cases we're researching and looking at what can we do when we get there, things to do in wherever it may be. And in sometimes you're traveling from one location to another location to try activities that might interest your kids or your loved ones, within the Centre Parcs business model, all the facilities and all of the activities are on site within a very short walking distance to your property or to your hotel rooms. This obviously allows spontaneous trips. Many people nowadays don't want to do the additional planning, which is why we've seen a retention and a return for many, many people that have visited these types of resorts multiple times. And they are open all year round. We see high occupancy in Centre Parcs UK, which has all four seasons, and it allows people to visit and go on vacations throughout the year, and not specifically just in spring to autumn or going on a skiing holiday, which is the norm. So let's look into Centre Parcs, the numbers, and why that resort group has been so successful, and giving you an indication of what inspired us to build the Halcyon Retreat resort in France, in Limousin. So first of all, Centre Parcs was bought out by Blackstone. Blackstone are one of the largest asset managers in the world. Back in 2006, it had a 4 resorts operational, and they sold for a total of 265 million 14 years ago. Less than 9 years later, Brookfield Asset Management, who are again one of the larger asset managers in the world, who look at long-term investment strategies and resorts that they can hold and other structures they can hold on a 10 to 15 year basis, also bought Centre Parcs, the same 4 resorts, in 2015, less than 9 years later, for an increase of an additional 1.4 billion, or a total sale price of 1.65 billion for the same 4 resorts. Centre Parcs UK has since then launched a further resort, but this can show you the growth and the demand of these types of properties, not just for small private investors or high net worths, but in most cases, this is where the smart money is going. This is where the institutions are investing their capital, and some of the smartest institutions in the world. Why do they do this? Well, in comparison to most other hotel groups, the Centre Parcs style resort, similar to Halcyon Retreat, have a much higher revenue stream that is generated from services and the management and food and beverages than in most other hotel styles in the world. So in a typical Centre Parcs business model, 60% revenue is generated from accommodation, and the rest of it is additional facilities, 40% is additional facilities, services, and generally activities that you can conduct with your family during your short break. This has driven the UK 5 resorts, which they are now, last year, to have a total of 2.1 million annual guests, again achieving the occupancy of above 97%. But more importantly, one of the best numbers to review in this type of resort is that 60% of people return. So they have lots of other holidays that they can go out throughout the year, where they still like to come and visit the Centre Parcs once, if not twice a year, for a short break with their families to have fun, reconnect, and create memories. So moving on to the Wyndham Halcyon Retreat opportunity. Our business is very simply a upmarket 4 to 5 star Centre Park style resort based in the Limousin region of France, which is the equivalent of our Lake District within the UK, where I'm from. And it's an area of unmatched natural beauty, which is centrally located within a few hours drive to the major connections, the major cities in France, and a few further hours from another 4 to 5 countries, which have large cosmopolitan cities of people that would be available to drive within 5 to 6 hours to our properties and our hotel. One of the main things for all of our buyers and all of our partners to understand is why are Halcyon Retreats doing this? Now, First of all, it's important for you all to understand that we are not just a property developer. Part of our business model is to retain the management of the resort long term and to grow the occupancy of the hotel, because we operate on a performance basis with all of our investors, that if we achieve above our guaranteed rental returns, we will split the profits with yourselves. Now, this means that our interests are aligned with yours. The better that we can achieve, the better occupancy that the resort can achieve, the better that you will perform also. We've conducted, before starting the construction and going through all of our planning and the long detailed plan that took a number of years before construction, three different feasibility studies to understand what our buyers can achieve, first of all, and what we can achieve as a company long term from the development and the management of this resort. And our feasibility studies show that after 5 to 10 years of being operational, we should achieve roughly 25 million profit per year on our resort. These profits do include our rentals payments that we make to all of our residential buyers that are part of our leaseback schemes. And this can be achieved at a much lesser occupancy rate than our UK Centre Parks comparable, or even a much lesser occupancy rate than our European Union Centre Parks comparable. Gives you an indication of why our feasibilities have been done and why have we decided to progress with this project. Now, again, we like to explain to all of our buyers long-term what this means. In the hotel industry, once you've had a successful track record of building such an establishment with a great occupancy over a period of years with managed accounts, these hotels typically sell for a minimum of 10 times gross profit. And what that would mean, and obviously in some cases they go as high as 12 times gross profit, that we could achieve over a period of 5 to 10 years following completion of the project, the ability to sell some of our resort in the region of 300 million euros. Now, it's important to note that obviously yourselves and the people that introduced you into this webinar today will go through this in finer detail, but this will give you a better understanding of why we have our reassured sales terms that have been put into for all of our investors and all of our buyers, and understand why we need to increase the occupancy long term to not only improve your performance, but our performance as owners of this resort long term. So, the offer and what's been made available, we would like to briefly reiterate now. We are offering a very generous 5% return for the first year of purchasing your property. This is obviously pre-revenue before your units have been finished during the construction phases or even during the completion of your units. This can be deemed as an interest on deposit rather than revenue that's generating from our rentals. And this is what we offer for year one. For the following 5 years, we're offering all of our investors, which match all of our feasibility studies, which are the people that introduced you to this webinar can share with you, can offer a further 6% assured rental for the following 5 years, which grows to 8% from years 6 to 11. Excuse the typo there. If you would like to resell your property at any time via Halcyon Retreat and our sales agents, we will offer you we obviously always advise all of our buyers to sell their property on the open market. Based on the numbers that we've discussed in the previous slides, we believe that you'll be able to achieve over the 25% sale price, 125% sale price, if you sell it on the open market. Should you not be able to sell your property on the open market, Halcyon Retreat will offer you a assured resale at 125%. And if we do not sell your property within the first 6 months, we will additionally add an additional 1% income or yield towards your existing contract until we do. Therefore, as our occupancy rates improve and our revenue improves and over the following 6 to 10 years, following year 10, we have offered the assured resale at 150%, as we expect the occupancy rates to go around 78%, which explains to you why we are able to similarly offer the same deal as the year five. If you haven't sold your property on the open market, we will look to sell it and offer you an additional yield if we don't do that within 6 months retrospectively. So that's a quick summary today on the domestic tourism market. I want to sort of finish off the webinar before we go over to questions and answers to get a better understanding of why this is important. This is not a justification for yourselves that are looking at our resort in wherever you are based, as it's the difficulty of foreign tourism. This is for you to understand that our main market and where we will be achieving most of our occupancy comes from France. And our French local market, but obviously we expect huge tourism numbers to come from afar, but it allows us to have the flexibility to work with the local market, and this is what we've seen successful across other comparables in the marketplace. So we will now move on to questions and a question and answer session from all of our attendees. I'll start with obviously looking through one of, thank you. Okay, so thank you for that question, Jeffrey. The UK, you're talking about the UK domestic situation. We're talking here about the French domestic situation. How can you be sure that the French will be the same as the British? Well, the Centre Parcs model is also available, and there are resorts of Pierre Vacances and the Centre Parcs resorts across Europe and the European Union, not only in France, but in Holland, Belgium, among other places. All of these types of resorts have occupancy between 80 to 90%. The occupancy rates are larger in the UK, but as across an average across the board, these models are proven outside of the UK and in the European Union and the Schengen area as well. Also, to elaborate further on that question, we have, and reiterate, we have done additional feasibility studies to show that we can achieve these occupancy rates based on our locations and the ability to travel to our resort from multiple places in France and further afar. Thank you for that, Jeffrey. I hope that's been answered. And if you'd like to speak to me personally about that in more detail, we can cover that or just get back to your introducer or your sales agent that's put you into this webinar. And I've got another question here coming from Pierre. From what you said, it would be in your interest to force me to sell so that you can get a higher value for the resort. Does this the assured resale mean that you force me out? No. So the property that you buy is the property that you own. You have a full title deed for this property and are able to sell this by any means, whether through the open market or through one of our resale strategies. If you choose to hold your property, if we ever do sell the resort, that will be down to yourselves and up to you. But if we have a good offer that can make you a great return, we advise you consider it. I have been to Centre Parcs before with my kids. This is from Sonia, and it was an upmarket Butlins. I get that they are successful, but it's not really the sort of environment that I would like to have a holiday home in. So again, to sort of touch briefly on what we've discussed during the webinar, the Halcyon Retreat Resort is aimed at the upmarket Centre Park style resort, rural locations. Our facilities, restaurants, etc. will be 4-star plus. It's what we've already achieved with the view to go to 5-star, which should give a much better feel and a higher level of service and a higher standard of completion of buildings than you'll find in your standard resort in the UK or the Pierre Vacances comparables in Europe. I've got a question here from John. I understand all of your predictions are based on the model and the revenue streams, but how do you guarantee the returns and what if nobody goes? Okay, well, first of all, before starting to build out a resort, we again have done feasibility studies and we can already prove occupancy throughout our resort for the last few years that our hotel has been operational. We expect that to grow as we deliver more and more facilities over the next 12 months and over the next few years. In terms of our rental guarantees, these are only a small fraction of what we are able to achieve. At 55 to 60% occupancy, we are able to achieve above the rates that we have offered to all of our residential buyers. But more importantly, part of our resort will be based on the services that we sell, the food and beverage, and all of the activities that we will put in a pool to fulfill and pay any shortfalls should there be some. But all figures and all points show this being this resort being a success, and we will guarantee and put our assets in line for this to be achieved. I've got a few more questions here. Is this a second phase of this property investment? Well, yes. We have launched initially our chateau and our hotel, which was operational a number of years ago, and we're building a number of different phases of our resort as we speak. Phase one and two are nearing completion. You'll be able to check on our website construction updates and availability and the completion of some units to date. What we tend to find, and it's a very good question there, Dorothy, is that through each stage of the investment and each stage of the construction, that we've, because of the uptake and because of the improvement of our facilities, that the properties are actually increasing in price. So some of our earlier buyers in the earlier phases are actually sitting at slightly more expensive properties than which they would have purchased a year or so ago. Keith Rich. Yeah, so we have had Keith's asked here about does our hotel have any third party ratings, i.e. Michelin. So we initially, when we launched our resort and our hotel, which you can see here behind me, the chateau, we started off by starting a fine dining restaurant that achieved a Michelin star status. Unfortunately, we started to do this a little bit too early. We have proven that we are able to achieve such standards, and we have plenty of recommendations from our booking partners going forward. But the idea of reinstating these ratings will be once our resort is completed and we have more visitors, because our resort will be made of multiple different restaurants and multiple different facilities. And we will revisit them upon completion of all of our facilities and the and when our resort is fully operational. I've got another question here from Keith. That's great. So, James, how many people travel to France, or is it elsewhere more popular for tourism such as Spain? Very good question, Adrian. So the French tourism market is actually the world's largest tourism market. We see roughly over 87 million tourists arrive in France per annum. That's a good number, and it shows that it's those numbers are consistently growing. But apart from the French tourism market, where people go on holidays, being centrally located in France and due to the Schengen area, many of these tourists and many of these visitors are not actually booked and recorded with statistics. So the way the world works now is we have people traveling across Europe, from the UK across to Eastern Europe, from the Scandinavian countries down to Southern Europe. And the French, our resort in the Limousin, is centrally located for many, many countries to drive through and visit these types of places long term. So we expect the numbers to be a little bit higher. And thank you, Jeffrey. A further question: since this is a five-star type of resort, ever looking for higher earner people, is this also supported by your feasibility studies? Of course. So initially, what we've done and how we've done a lot of our numbers as a business is we wanted to offer attractive average daily rates. So to increase our occupancy within the first few years, we wanted to work with with having lower prices. But if you look at the standard of our hotel, as you can see in the pictures below behind me, and quite clearly by the visitors from that we've seen within our chateau within the last 3 to 4 years, they have been of a higher net worth than your standard three-star resort that you might find in other places like the UK. Of course, I've got a question here from Alan. Obviously, it's important for you guys to know that the webinar today will be recorded. All of the introducers or people that have brought you into this webinar will be able to provide you with parts of the documentation that we've discussed, i.e. Some of our feasibility studies, how we've worked our numbers across the resort, and continue to answer all your questions in more detail. If you'd like to speak to me, I'd also be happy to oblige. We can arrange a time. I think I've covered most of the questions that we've got here today. And if I've missed anything out, please reach out to the person that's introduced you, and we can respond to them in due time via email or via a further call. I would like to thank you all for joining. I hope you understand the purpose of this webinar was to understand why this market is growing, why we expect occupancy, why the numbers of France are good. And we would like and hope to see you within our resorts once your viewing trips resume in the next few weeks. We'd love to see you there. Thank you once again. Have a nice evening, and take care.